This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Archipelago Island. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Alleyway Fun. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Gregory and his wife Amanda are walking through an alleyway between the back end of a Chilean restaurant and an abandoned apartment complex. Gregory has Amanda in his arms as they stroll through the empty area. "I'm sure we can find a taxi on the other side," Gregory says while creeping his hand down Amanda's sweatshirt, feeling her bare breast underneath her tight bra. She lets out a faint panting noise as she smiles ever so slightly. "The things I'm going to let you do to me once we get back home," Amanda replies while feeling Gregory's erect cock over his jeans. "Gregory, if that theater wasn't packed, I'd have finger-fucked you throughout that entire 2.5-hour snooze fest." Gregory at this point is now massaging Amanda's breast in one hand. Amanda, trying to hold in her excitement, "If that theater wasn't as packed, I'd have asked you to fuck me over the seats." Gregory looks up at the back end of the Chilean restaurant and notices a large cement incline next to the steps. He subtly pulls Amanda from the middle of the alley towards the incline. Gregory pushes Amanda up against the incline as they start making out. She starts unzipping his pants after a few brief moments. "Gregory, if you're actually hungry, we can grab dinner. This restaurant looks good enough," he points to the generic cardboard Comida de Chile sign duct taped above the front entrance. "Amanda, the only thing I want in my mouth right now is you," she smiles as her mouth engulfs Gregory's cock all the way down to the base of his 8 inches long shaft. Gregory lets out a "Jesus Christ, I love you" before gripping her long hair in 2 hands and thrusting into her mouth. While skull fucking his wife, Gregory takes note that they are in a pretty secluded alleyway, with only the occasional car passing by a few turns out of sight. Amanda soon starts fingering herself under her dark green skirt as she coats her husband's cock in saliva. "Gregory, we're practically alone out here," he takes his cock out of Amanda's mouth and bends her over the cement incline facing the front steps. Amanda instinctively starts shaking as Gregory slides his erect cock into her pussy. His dick slides elegantly through the vaginal walls as he remarks, "God, you're so wet." Gregory grips Amanda's waist while thrusting into her repeatedly, the sensation almost too much for Amanda to handle. "Yes, yes, yes," she shouts while her voice devolves into incoherent sounds as she struggles to compose herself. Gregory slows down and penetrates her deeper while leaning over and covering her mouth. "SHHHHHHHH, keep your voice down. I know we're alone, but we're not that alone. We're still in public," he says while squeezing her breast in one hand and holding her shoulder for support with the other. Amanda, after a few moments of heavy breathing, utters out, "Remember when we would fuck in broad daylight at that small park back in college?" Gregory, "Oh, the one on Staten Island." Amanda, distracted as Gregory continues to fondle her breast as he fucks her, "No, the one near the St. John's campus." Gregory, "Oh yeah, we did fuck there. I remember that other random couple picnicking nearby when campus security caught us. They were watching us the whole time and told us to run when the security guard got close." He chuckles to himself while still fucking his wife. Amanda, mildly annoyed, "Oh come on, I remember. Wasn't that long ago? We're still young at heart." Gregory lets out a sigh as he slaps Amanda's ass. "Weird to think college was 7 years ago." Amanda, "Please don't remind me that I'm 31 while you're fucking me." Gregory lets out a playful, "Oh fuck off. You're only older than me by 2 years. Amanda, do you think it's true what people say about sex when you get older? You have less of it." Gregory, sarcastically, "I don't know, I'm too busy fucking my wife behind an alleyway to reflect on that." He grips Amanda's ass hard as he continues to thrust deep into her MILF pussy. She lets out a faint moan before trying to repeat her question. Midway through, both Amanda and Gregory fall silent as they hear the restaurant back door open. The subtle creaking of the door is tuned out by shouting from the restaurant's kitchen. "Coma Miera, you lazy spick. You were supposed to clean table 3 already." A young 19-year-old busboy opens the door, but before stepping out, he leans his head back and says, "Sorry boss, I had to help cut onions in the back for the chef." Out of sight, his boss yells, "Jose, when you get back from your lunch, you're cleaning this entire fucking restaurant." Jose says will do and steps outside pulling out a pack of cigarettes. Fucking Chilean asshat. Sorry, I'm not Speedy Gonzalez, he says to himself while lighting a cigarette. Just several feet away from Jose, Amanda and Gregory remain silent while Gregory continues to quietly fuck his wife. Jose looks around briefly before jumping off the steps and facing Gregory balls deep in Amanda. What are you going here? A shocked Jose says while making it painfully obvious he knows exactly what they're doing. Gregory replies, fucking my wife in this alleyway. What are you doing? You even old enough to smoke? Amanda looks up at Jose and smiles while waving her hand casually. Jose steps closer. I won't judge you for fucking in public if you don't judge me for smoking. I had a rough shift. Amanda, while still being fucked, your boss sounds like an asshole. Jose walks right up to Amanda and Gregory before sighing he is. Gregory, yeah ... and did I hear him call you a spick? That's fucking weird. Jose, yeah, my boss is a weird guy like that. Some Chileans with light skin pass as white here, so sometimes it goes to their head. Gregory, and where are you from? Jose takes a puff of his cigarette and makes an effort to blow away from Amanda and Gregory. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican, but I live in the Bronx. Jose pulls out a second cigarette and offers it to Gregory, but he declines. Gregory, living in the Bronx and working in Queens. A tale as old as time. Jose, trying to hide his erection, you have a very beautiful wife, sir. Amanda, awa, thank you. Gregory pulls out of her pussy and steps towards Amanda's mouth. You seem like a good young man, who's just having a bad day. Jose, more like a bad couple months. Rent keeps going up and I'm paid the same. Have to split rent with my uncle, so I have to work two jobs. Also taking classes. But yeah, it's rough. Gregory slaps Amanda in the face with his dick while holding her head gently. Step behind Amanda here. Admire this pristine pussy. Jose walks being Amanda with her legs spread out, dripping wet. Jose, mildly nervous and with some confusion. Wow, it's so pink and clean. Super. Jose is cut off by Gregory subtly saying rub it. Jose, what? Gregory, while looking down at Amanda, you want to let this kid finger you? Amanda turns toward Jose. Yes, I want to feel his fingers all over my holes. Amanda then puts Gregory's cock in her mouth and gives a thumbs up. Jose reaches out his hand and slowly starts rubbing Amanda's clit as she continues to suck her husband's cock. Gregory, how does it feel having your clit rubbed by a teenager? Jose, I turned 20 in like a month. He slides his fingers in deeper, making Amanda moan. Gregory, oh big boy over here. Hey Amanda, you think he has a big dick? He pulls his saliva-covered cock out of Amanda's mouth and takes her bra off. Amanda, yes, I can see it through his pants. I wonder what ID would feel like, she says as she sits upright. Gregory, you heard the lady, take your dick out. Jose is hesitant, but ultimately does after checking his phone. Yeah, I got time, he thinks to himself as he pulls out his erect cock for Amanda to see. Amanda, damn boy with a rod like that, what are you doing working here? Jose, do you really think it's big? Amanda grips it in her hands and says no. It's very clearly average, I was just trying to be nice, before resting the tip against her lips. Jose, turning to face Gregory, you're a super cool dude for letting me do this with your wife. Gregory, oh, my name's Gregory, and you're a super cool dude that society has just been shafting. I had to work shit show jobs to help with the family bills when I was your age. Plus, she's mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want with her. Gregory rubs her clit in one hand and squeezes her breast hard in the other. Amanda lets out another heavy moan. Jose, your wife gives really good head, sir. Gregory, and since she's mine, I can share her with others. If you think she feels good sucking your dick, you're going to love how she feels when you're inside her. Amanda takes Jose's dick out of her mouth and lays back onto the cement bench facing upward. Amanda, yeah, if anyone could really use some pussy right now, it's you. Now come fuck a MILF that will make all your friends jealous. She opens up her legs and turns to see Gregory placing his dick over her face again. Jose slaps his cock against Amanda's clit before inserting it into her pussy. You two are a really great couple. Gregory, getting sucked off by his wife, awa, thanks man, we try at least. Also, you can come in her. She's had her tubes tied and you seem like you're smart enough to avoid STDs. After several minutes, Jose can feel the euphoria of ejaculation building up. He wishes it could last hours longer, but Amanda's pussy was the best he's ever experienced and he knew he had to get back to work. Jose comes with one final thrust, filling Amanda's pussy. As he steps away, his cum drips from her body and runs down the concrete slab. Gregory gives Jose a pat on the back. Way to go, sport. I know it's not much, but hopefully we made your night a bit more bearable. Amanda stands up and starts to put her clothes back on while smiling at both Gregory and Jose. Jose checks his phone, realizing his break's almost up. Well, thanks. I should get going, he says while pulling his pants back up. Gregory, also pulling his pants back up. Wait, one more thing. Jose, yeah. Gregory, this restaurant, is it good? Jose, yeah, we have some pretty good chicken empanadas. Cheap too. Gregory, oh cool, we might drop by next time. We'll ask if you're around. Jose, thank you. Jose walks back into the restaurant while Amanda and Gregory walk towards the other end of the alleyway to finally hail a taxi.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.